It's the 25th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Residents of Luton's Hightown area protested the closure of their local GP surgery last July. However, the reasons for that action have now become clearer. A recent report issued by the Care Quality Commission to the Integrated Care Board outlines the issues faced by the 3,600 patient visibly dirty Wenlock surgery. The violations include bags of disgusting smelling clinical waste stored on shelves in an area close to the toilets used by employees, staff coverage and training issues, medicines and sets for monitoring patient blood glucose levels that were well past their expiration date. A spokesperson for the ICB said, "Patient safety is paramount to us. On receiving notification from the CQC, the ICB's immediate focus was to work quickly to transfer all patients to other local practices." 2022 figures provided by the Office of National Statistics show that stroke and heart disease are on the rise across Bedford. Of the 390 people who died from circulatory conditions, 108 were classed as premature deaths, occurring prior to the age of 75. Students at Stratton Upper School in Biggleswade have Aisha and Jocelyn to thank for an unscheduled day off yesterday after the two storms caused wind damage to the building roof and solar panels. Sam Farmer, the school's principal, informed parents that repairs would allow the school to open for 12:30, but upon further inspection decided to close for the day. The school gates on Eagle Farm Road were also damaged. Mr. Farmer said the safety of students was priority and that normal school hours would commence as of this morning. The Sue Ryder St John's Hospice in Moggahanger have raised over £15,000 from their Christmas tree recycling efforts. The programme collected and recycled over 7,000 real Christmas trees from selected Bedfordshire postcodes in exchange for a donation. The funds will be used for bereavement support and palliative care. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.